I was saying in the introduction, there's going to be lots of stuff going on at Positive Bradford, as Claire Kearns was telling us there. But one of the things that's going to be there is the Beast of Bradford. Oh, what a build-up this is. The Beast of Bradford. It is, of course, going to be the world's largest samosa, because today at Positive Bradford,
it is
Bradford College, along with award-winning restaurant Prashad, are going to be trying to create the largest vegetable samosa in the world. We've got Bobby Patel from Prashad in the studio. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
A little bit nervous. Kitchens are already all go at the college. Hopefully we can bring this Beast of Bradford into Centenary Square.
So tell us about some of the practicalities. How big is the world's biggest samosa?
The world's biggest samosa, for the one that we're creating, is essentially arm's length. So if you stretch your arms from that's pretty
right.
much
so
one
that?
Side
that's...
of the triangle.
Okay, so one side of the triangle, that's probably about, what, 6 feet?
A metre.
A metre?
Yeah.
That's longer than a metre, a couple
meter,
of metres.
About a metre and a half.
Maybe 6 feet, something like that.
And then about, I would say it's about 2 foot, two to 2.5 foot deep.
Right.
The engineering department at Bradford College have had to create a cradle.
Seriously, they've had to create new things to cook
absolutely.
It in.
Absolutely, they've created a cradle, they've created a, we call it Big Bertha, which is the frying vessel, you know, so it takes an hour and a half for the oil to heat up.
Well, I was going to ask you how much, I mean, the amount of, because I'm on a bit of a low-fat diet, okay?
Right,
there's
you
no, nothing low-fat about this, is there? Because how
Not
much
really.
Oil is it going to take to cook this enormous samosa?
There's over 6 litres of oil, which is just going into the filling, into which we're cooking all the potatoes and the onions and the peas and the
God,
and
I'm
the
so
vegetables.
Hungry just hearing you.
Yeah, it's a deep fat fried monster. Not for the healthy, but for the ones who enjoy taste, come on down, it'll be there.
All right, so I'm going to be down there one till about 1:30, 1 till 2 today.
Right.
So am I going to get a chance
The samosa is coming in at 4 o'clock.
Oh, we'll have to come back.
You have to come back because the college, where we're working flat out with the college, and we hope to bring it, because it's sort of course we've got to cook it, we've then got to carry it on a special vessel.
That's
again.
What I was going to ask you. So where are we up to at the moment? It's let's see, it's 11:13.
Yeah.
So what are they doing? Just heating the oil, probably.
No. Right now the pastry is the main thing that we're doing. We've just rolled the first layer of the pastry.
And you've got to roll it in one piece.
In one piece. And then we're using all sorts of innovations, like we have a huge rolling pin. So we've got to then roll the samosa edge out, cut it into its triangle, and then somehow roll that back on the rolling pin, and take that over to the vessel, lay that across the bottom of the vessel, so that we can then start cooking the filling to then lay the edges on top to cover the samosa, then fry.
It's a massive logistical problem, isn't it?
Colin Burt from the International Food Academy at Bradford College, he's a madman and a genius. Absolute madman. Last year we created, as part of Positive Bradford, it's all about Positive Bradford, you know? It's about bringing, just coming together and fed up, you know, or we're all fed up with the style little kicks that we get from the world around Bradford. Well, actually, you know, Bradford's fantastic. We love it. We've been here all our lives and we don't plan to go
anywhere
else. Are
you Bradford born and bred, lad?
Bradford born, Bradford bred, Can do a Yorkshire accent, but seems to have worn off a little bit. We love it. So this is all about that. Come together, let's celebrate the good and the great of Bradford.
So when this this monster, as you call it, comes out of the vat of oil, you said you've got a special trolley to take
we've
it down to Centenary Square.
Literally, because it's going to come in and out of the frying one or two times. You're not going to be able to fry all this in one go.
Right.
So you're going to drop it in, and it takes 4 men... With specially created linches that screw into the bottom of the frying tray onto your shoulder, and then you're lifting this thing out, lifting it in, lifting it out, and then taking it across to the new purpose created. This is sort of like a wooden. What's the best way to describe it? Really, it's just it's like a stand, a free stand that you kind of It takes 8 men to lift this into the van, and then we're driving it into Centenary Square.
Wow. Now, okay, so be honest with me. Right, yeah. About 4 o'clock, it's going to be coming down. Anyone who's down at the Positive Bradford event will be able to have a taste.
Well, yeah, I mean, part of world record attempts, one of the stipulations is that, of course, it's got to be eaten. You know, there's no good creating this beast of Bradford and then nobody eating it. So we need all you beasts of Bradford to come over with your appetites and come and have some of the samosa. It will be free. It is, you know, we're making sure it's going to taste great.
Well, that was my question, okay, because you are from Prashad Restaurant, okay?
Yeah. You're an award... We know a thing or two about vegetables.
Well, you absolutely do. You're an award-winning restaurant, okay? I've eaten at Prashad. The food is absolutely sublime.
Thank you.
Okay? You know, as Gordon Ramsay said, you are one of the best restaurants, not just, you know, Indian cooking, you are one of the best restaurants in the country. How good, genuinely, is this samosa going to taste? Because it's not going to have the delicacy, is it?
No, I mean, it doesn't have the delicacy in terms of the look. The look of it is going to be quite monstrous because that's the whole nature of it. But the filling, you know, the filling is all...
Is it going to be the same fillings that you pretty much use in your normal
samosas? Absolutely. The chefs who are creating the filling, my dad's there now, and he used to be, 20 years ago, one of the founders of Prashad. And one of his key things was to help my mum make samosas. So he's like the first-hand person who knows exactly what's the difference between a good filling, the texture, the taste. He's actually the person who, him, my mum and Minnal are the people who, along with Kipling's restaurant, they've been helping with the
Because you did join up, didn't you, with Kipling's with Shimla Spice recently at the International Food Academy in Bradford,
didn't you?
You did a big event.
We did
event.
A pop-up restaurant.
That's right, and you had the Emmerdale stars and people there, didn't you?
Again, why not celebrate Bradford? It was an idea. I mean, we were the four restaurants, Agra, Kipling's, myself, Prashad and Shimla Spice, we all teamed up to do a pop-up restaurant because it was us four restaurants that helps Bradford bring the curry capital. So we thought, you know, why not? Why not bring it together? And it was a once in, you know, nobody has, we've never worked together. All of our restaurants are very proud of our
brands. Because they're quite different, aren't they? So you know, you're in the Gujarati Indian vegetarian restaurant. Kipling's has a very different taste, doesn't
Absolutely,
it? Quite unusual stuff. Obviously, Shimla Spice, some quite, you know, is Kashmiri, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
So, you know, and Agra, again has its own.
Yeah.
Very different
very
types
different.
Of food.
So really what we did was we just shared the courses. So everybody did a starter, and then everybody did one main, and then the college itself took care of desserts. And because the college...
It was some feast.
It was a good night. It was a good night, People walked in and rolled out.
I bet they did.
They enjoyed themselves. And it was, again, you know, just a pleasure to be part of breaking the mould, you know. We're not individuals. We're stronger as a group, as cheesy as that sounds. You know, we need to come together. This is the time.
Bobby Patel from Prashad, tell me, how important are things like Curry Capital status to Bradford? You know, we've also got the world's first city of film states. Are they just names, or are they important to people like you, businessman here?
They're important on all sorts of levels. They're important on levels when our city is being attacked by negative press, where we have accolades that we get, current accolades. It's not about having had them 5 years ago. It's now. You know, we competed in this market right now. We got hundreds and thousands of votes. We were assessed independently by people who came to eat at our restaurants, and we were the top in the country. It's all very well saying, well, what's the, you know, Bradford's obviously good for curries. Well, hold on. Why are we knocking our strengths? It isn't obviously good for curry. It's good for curry because we work hard at it. So any accolade that the city gets, it's not willy-nilly. It's, you know, people behind that accolade are assessing you against the country. And for you to come out on top, that's something the city is very, very proud of. And that then takes us into the whole idea with Positive Bradford. What is Positive Bradford? Bradford is about individuals, people, communities, business, volunteers coming together who want to showcase the best of what we are. You know, that's exactly what we're doing here. That's exactly what accolades do for us. They endorse the fact that we are good, and it allows, you know, and then you can get into the business side and the sort of tourism element, and, you know, we have things to put on our Welcome to Yorkshire or Visit Bradford websites, and they're new, they're current, you know, so it's important that we go after these awards. It's important that we bring them back to the city. I believe the voting is open again, so right now you guys need to vote.
So we need to keep it, don't we?
We want to keep it.
need to keep it.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's funny though. I think things are, you know, some of that reputation stuff is changing a bit. I was staying with some friends in Newcastle during the week, and I said something about Bradford, and they went, "Oh no, they went, Bradford's really cool these days." So I think, you know, that's.
It's important for the city on all sorts of levels, and it's certainly. And the thing is, I think actually it's the perception that we have as individuals that makes a difference. It's how we talk about our city.
That's
it's
right,
what we
absolutely.
Say individually. It's what we believe. When we go outside today, it's raining. So what? It rains in Bradford 90% of the time.
Probably not as much as Manchester.
Maybe not. But so, you know, we cannot worry about that. Get your wellies on. Get a brolly. Come down. You'll probably need your hell, we need your brolly to protect the samosa from getting wet.
Absolutely. Well, there you go.
So
absolutely.
Do something for us. Come down and really let's make a noise.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. And I think as Bradfordians, we have got to speak positively about Bradford all the time.
We used to be at one stage. I know it's a long time ago and it's an old accolade, but, you know, we were the richest city in the world.
I know.
And that doesn't mean that when today we've got so many things going for us, you know. We just got to pick up and go after them.
Absolutely. It's 21 minutes past 11. So before you go, Bobby, because obviously we can't go without you not talking about Prashads.
Well,
you know, enormous, you know, because Gordon Ramsay, as I was saying, you know, how did you know that was going to happen? How did
no,
all
not
that
really.
Happen
we
for
just
you?
Got, you know, we just continue. We just do
it's
what
quite
we
a
were doing.
Restaurant,
we're very
aren't
small.
You? Yeah.
We're very small. We're very family run, and my mum still is, you know, walking around, and she'll talk to you in her most polite Asian-y twanged accent of what you thought the food was and how you enjoyed yourself. You know,
so the whole family's working in the business then.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. We had no idea what was going to, you know, we didn't apply for the show. We didn't know what the effects of the show were going to be. And we're still living the dream today. So, you know, we're really grateful that it happened. And thanks to the customers. Mm. It was our customers who nominated us, who are allowing us to, you know, push forward, push the boundaries.
So just describe what your food's like, because it is different to the food you'll get in quite a few curry houses.
Yeah, the menu's completely different. The menu really sort of looks into India and takes our Gujarati, West and Northern Indian flair.
Because Gujarati food tends to be a bit drier than some of the sort of more
it's hard to say that.
That
it's
get,
hard to
it?
Kind of generalise on a texture level. Certainly more delicate. That would be a nice, you know, something that you could kind of associate to Gujarati cuisine. It is light. And to be fair, Gujarati cuisine is very snacky. So if you come in to look at my restaurant menu, you'll see an absolute plethora of starters. Each one being individual, each one being different, because we just love snacking. Our curries are delicate. So in order to sort of balance our menu, we've also taken influence from Punjab, where the curries are much more stronger, much more robust, much more thicker. So yeah, you have a nice variety. And then of course, South India, you know, masala dosa, the staple of all of India, you know, and it's all about the crepe. So, you know, much time has been spent perfecting our crepe.
And I can guarantee they are very, very tasty.
Thank
indeed.
You. Who knows? The world's biggest masala dosa next year.
That could be next, because it was Bhaji last year.
It was Bhaji last year.
It's samosa
this year.
So the next year, biggest masala dosa.
Who knows?
Year.
Who knows?
Yeah, oh dear. And I can feel problems coming on when we get into the pudding. Well, we go for the world's biggest masala dosa. Oh dear. Anyway, Bobby Patel from Prashad. It's great because I know you're really busy today.
Yeah, well, we've got to get back to the college now.
Yeah. So thanks for coming and joining us. Just before we were chatting, you were saying you've got an 8-week-old daughter.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the smile on your face is an absolute picture. I wish we had a webcam on you to show that.
She's a princess. She's my princess. She's absolutely beautiful and what a joy. You know, she is my diamond.
And you say she's a bit partial to some Bob Marley.
Well, I've played it and she dances with me, yeah. So thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll go out with that. So listen, thank you so much, Bobby, for joining us today. Fingers crossed, and I can't wait to see this samosa later on.
Excellent.
Thank you. Take care. That's Bobby Prashad, Bobby Patel from Prashad. It's about Bradford. We're going to have a bit of Bob Marley. After that, we're going to be hearing about what organisations in Bradford are doing for Refugee Week. And we're going to hear from New Model Army's Justin Sullivan.